Steve Crawford and Duck Dunn. The Soul
Blues
Band.
Yeah, to Donald Duck Dunn, one of the Blues Brothers band.
And Steve was from was part of the MGs with Booker T.
Yes, he was.
And a lot of songs where they say, play it, Steve. That's the Steve.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, fronted by Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi, the Blues Brothers.
John Belushi. Yeah.
Jim's still with us. John didn't make it.
No, unfortunately. But got a great soul album.
That's a great song, great album, great movie. Totally silly movie.
Oh, yeah. That's the best cut.
Yeah. It had absolutely no redeeming features except, darn, that was 90 minutes of having a lot of fun watching that. On this day in history, on November 22nd, in 1963, one of the great tragedies here in the United States happened, and that was when John F. Kennedy, JFK as we all called him at the time, and probably still do for most of us, was assassinated at Dealey Plaza in Dallas when he was riding in an open Lincoln convertible. Mm-hmm. This has been something that has been, from about the time it happened until it hasn't quit yet, has been surrounded in a lot of controversy.
Yes.
Because, we're looking at, there was an open mic on a motorcycle where they think that there was four shots recorded instead of three. There was the magic bullet theory of how the bullet went through Governor Connally's arm and then into the president. There were people that were standing alongside the road, thought they heard a shot from behind them from what is now known as the Grassy Knoll. Mm-hmm. Oliver Stone did a movie on it. Which didn't help quiet down the controversy. No. There were eventually, Johnson got together a commission. Warren Commission had the chief judge of the Supreme Court chair the commission. And they went over everything, and they issued the Warren Commission report. And even after all that, the controversy has never really died on what happened.
No, and one thing that President Johnson did to give the Warren Commission as much credibility as possible is that they got a bipartisan, the leaders of their party. Mm-hmm. Gerald Ford was
Yes, he was.
So what they wanted is to have a body that had a lot of respect from the American public to do this, and for the very reason of, putting down any rumors or conspiracy theories.
And they continue to this day.
To this day.
It is just absolutely mystifying to me why we don't have, after all the many, many, many hours that have been spent and the money that has been spent putting into trying to figure out what happened. Mm-hmm. Exactly what happened on that day. I realize we only have 10 frames or so of the Zapruder film. How have we not been able to, with the amount of technology we could throw at it today, been able to figure that one out?
I don't know. And I see that a lot of people born after that time really don't understand the impact that it had on the older baby boomers. If we went through that storm last October, and we talked about it, we're still talking about it. That was as predominant on our minds the United States as the storm was for here last year.
I remember it being almost a surreal experience going through this. You're watching this. You didn't watch a lot of TV for news because there wasn't a full-time news cycles, but now you're watching almost a full-time news cycle, and I just remember it being very surreal that it was going through it and watching how it affected people who were older than I was and my parents and things like that. It was just, I'll never forget it. I mean, I'll never forget the images and the discussions that were had around it. It was a very weird experience. Much like Hurricane Michael. I'll never forget going through that either.
Right, and it just dominated the conversation. And one other part of it that made a big impression also is when Jack Ruby shot Oswald. Mm-hmm. That was on live TV.
Yes, we saw that live. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and never did quite figure out what was going on there. Why was a nightclub owner in the basement of that police station armed?
Yeah, he was well known to the police.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I don't think in a good way, was he? I don't really remember all of that. You know, I remember who it was, of course, and I remember seeing the picture of him lunging forward and sticking a gun in Oswald's stomach and pulling the trigger and then being wrestled to the ground.
Well, if on the tape, or excuse me, when it was done, one of the police officers said, "Jack, you SOB." And that was when he was shooting Oswald. Mm-hmm. So they knew him well enough that they knew his name.
They knew his name. Anyway, a tragic situation, a day in the United States history. They do a much better job now. The Secret Service has really stepped up their game. I mean, those guys are amazing and done a real good job in of making it very difficult to get close to the president anymore.
I finished an autobiography, and the guy's name escapes me, but he was the Secret Service member that ran to the back.
Yes, the one where Jackie turned around and helped him up into the car. As the car was accelerating, they were going to go to Parkland Hospital as fast as they could.
Yeah, yes. he was that agent, and he was just trying to cover the president from any other shots.
It's
something...
Hopefully something we never go through again.
Yeah.
No matter what you feel about any president we have, you don't, believe me, having Bill and I have been through this, you don't want that to happen.
We haven't had another one since, have we?
No.
Attempts.
We've had several attempts. Gerald Ford was Squeaky Frome tried to shoot him.
And
Ronald Reagan was shot, but survived with the only comment he made out. I think was all in all, I'd rather be in Philadelphia. Was that what he told the doctor?
I thought he said, "Honey, I should have ducked." That's what he told Nancy.
The kudos to the Secret Service, Squeaky Frome. The agents were taught to grab the back of the gun, and she pulled the trigger, but he had his hand in front of the hammer at that point, and it closed on him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to take a quick break. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we will cover what's going on in our area, in Panama City Beach, for entertainment and the like. And then we will get to our vitamin B, the Beatles play of the day.
Very good.
All here on The Mix.